Okay, we have on the line Don Saunders. He is the CEO of Broadloom. That's spelled B-R-O-A-D-L-U-M-E, as I guess everybody knows at this point. And Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay, now as you mentioned, you're in New York. Are things starting to pick up there in terms of activity and more restaurants opening?
Yeah, I mean, all the restaurants are open for outdoor eating. The streets are closed. It has a very European feel here in the city. And I live in Greenwich Village. So, you know, there's half as many students around at NYU. There's no tourists. So it's relatively empty. It's actually, you know, a really good time to visit New York. We have half as many people and all the restaurants are doing outdoor eating. So it's actually kind of nice.
I wonder, after the election takes place, is everything going to change and all these restaurants are gonna reopen, you think?
Well, so I actually think today is the day they're opening up 25% of indoor eating. But what was really interesting to me was the mayor announced, and I would say a lot of people have some issues with the mayor, but the mayor did announce that outdoor eating was so successful that for the foreseeable future, outdoor eating is happening. So now there'll be outdoor eating in New York City from here on out. So that'll be interesting. It'll be really interesting in the winter.
Yeah.
But now, you know, for the next few years, we'll get outdoor eating at least. So streets will be closed. There'll be a little bit less parking, but I'm okay with that.
Well, I guess with fall being here, you know, that's pretty crisp outside to be eating outdoors, I would say.
Yeah, I would say the only depressing thing for me is that it took a pandemic for New York to try to innovate and realize, hey, we should maybe try something and do outdoor eating. And oh, it worked. But yeah, listen, it's that was one small net positive when it comes to, you know, the pandemic. But overall, I think New York is definitely coming back.
Well, we're going to talk about technology. And I guess COVID has forced many in every industry, including the floor covering industry, to look at technology where before they were a little bit slow on the uptake.
Yeah, I mean, we are seeing, you know, we're seeing the most business we've ever had. We're having retailers come to us that, you know, never thought a website was important, and all of a sudden now think it's the most important thing. I would say, you know, the most eye-opening thing for me is what we, you know, call digital retail, which is, you know, you need to make your online and web experience equal to your in-store experience. And it needs to be a smooth transition from online to in-store. And we're seeing a lot of retailers do things like that through selling on Zoom to using visualization so that consumers can visualize products in their room. We're seeing a huge shift in just the adoption of technology from the retail and the consumer side.
What part of the lockdown caused retailers to maybe embrace technology more than they did before?
I think it was the unknown, right? Because there was that period of unknown of what's going to happen, how long is this going to last? And I think the consumers kind of pushed it on them, right? Consumers said, hey, I still want to do work, but your store isn't open. What can we do? And I think by consumers still having that demand, but retailers not necessarily being able to service them or be open, consumers kind of are pushing our industry forward in the way that they still want to buy, but a lot of times we have to get a little creative, and that generally was through technology.
Yeah. I guess they had a lot of time to think too, I suppose, didn't they?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Broadloom is the parent of AdHoc, of FloorForce, and of FloorStores. And
Creating Your Space.
Well, I was going to say that. You acquired that earlier this year.
Yep.
Let me ask you about the function of each one of those entities and how you see them working together under the Broadloom umbrella.
Sure. So AdHoc was the business we started with. You know, I started AdHoc after I left Google and we acquired FloorForce. AdHoc really changed its name to Broadloom as the parent company. There is no more, we don't do any business outside of flooring. All of our customers are 100% flooring. So you have Broadloom, the parent company of Creating Your Space and FloorForce, which many people know, those have been in business for, you know, the last 10 or 20 years respectively. And again, you know, both those companies are really focused on digital retailing and helping the, you know, independent retail community do everything from website to CRM to lead management to product visualization to chat, right? Our job is to help them generate more business. And then FlooringStores.com is a consumer-facing site. Really, it's a, right now, an aggregate site of all of our retailers. We're really just working on building up an audience so that we can help our retailers generate more leads. That's what all of our initiatives come out to be. At the end of the day, we only build things that we think are going to help our retailers sell more flooring.
Okay. So the idea is these things working together cause each one to grow and profit.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what are the goals at this point? What sort of growth, you know, and in terms of goals in general, growth and other things included, talk about that.
Yeah, so we work with over 2,000 independent retailers today. We've almost doubled our business this year alone. And, you know, our goal is always internally to not just grow the business itself, as in adding more customers, but we want to add more value to our current customers. I think a lot of time people are only focused on add new customers. Yes, obviously we have to do that to help the business to grow. But this year for us was really meant to focus on how can we add more values and grow our offering to our current customers. And that's why I'm really excited about FloorCon. That's really what FloorCon is about. It's about a celebration of the retailer community and, you know, how we're doing things to help current retailers and our current customers and the current people in the industry move forward.
Okay. So in essence, you're introducing FloorForce and Floor Stores and all entities to all customers, where maybe up to this point that hasn't happened.
Yeah, we'll be doing that. And I think, you know, also the point of FloorCon for us was, you know, if you look at all, we come from a lot of different industries in our company, whether it's flooring or technology. And if you look at a lot of the other industries, automotive, they have a Digital Dealer, which is a huge conference that's focused on technology, content, and then product. If you look at Dreamforce, which is run by Salesforce, it's mostly about content and technology. And every industry has that kind of industry-leading expo that's content and technology. Our industry, though, starts with the trade and product. So we wanted to bring something that we've seen be really successful in all the other industries to the flooring industry, and we're really excited about it.
Okay, now, Broadloom, I should say, is a two-day event. It's scheduled for October, 15th and 16th, and it's focused on, digital retailing, I guess, just as you said.
Yeah, so you're right. FloorCon will be on the 15th and 16th. It's 100% free. We're not charging tickets to go at all. We have some great sponsors that have helped kind of help us put together this event. But really, it's focused on, there's a few different things, right? So we'll have a few different speakers. We'll have a speaker that will help about financial planning, next steps on PPP loan forgiveness, and retirement planning. We'll have a speaker on how to recruit the best RSAs, how to hire and fire people. And then we'll have a lot of retailers talking about how to do shop at home, how to leverage use tax, how to leverage your ERP system. And then the second day will be really about new features and products that we're launching. So it's a little bit of features and products we're launching and a little bit of content for the entire industry.
This, I have to imagine, is going to be an annual event.
It is an annual event. We actually planned this year for it to be in person, but had to make some quick changes. But next year, next October, this will be an in-person event. And, you know, we're really excited to see some familiar faces there.
Okay, interesting. So this will take place about the same time of year each year, October?
Yep, exactly. We want to, you know, do it at a time where people aren't exhausted from show season already. They had a really long summer and give them a chance to get together, do some networking, and, you know, learn some things.
Okay. A basic question, if you would, talk about each one of the entities, if you would, Creating Your Space, FloorForce, Floor Stores, and what they do, you know, what their functions are and what services they offer the community.
Yeah, I mean, the truth of it is FloorForce and Creating Your Space have been in this industry for a long time. And the truth is a lot of their offerings are really the same. You know, they've grown a little bit separately. So we have, you know, some little features that are different at FloorForce, some little different features that are Creating Your Space. Generally, the way we look at it is on the Creating Your Space side, our prices are a little bit higher and we can do a little bit more customization in terms of custom integrations or custom work that's necessary. But I would say, honestly, now that we've integrated the two companies, FloorForce and Creating Your Space offering is getting the power of two into one, where we're getting the power of scale, and they're both just becoming like one really, you know, powerful platform because we're kind of taking the best parts of Creating Your Space, the best parts of Floor Force, putting them together. In terms of flooringstores.com, I think, you know, retailers' number one ask for us is how do I generate more leads? And obviously, we help them with their SEO, we help them with Google, we help them with digital advertising, we help them with all that stuff, but we wanted to find another way. So what we did is we also hired our own writers who are writing on this consumer-facing website just to generate as much leads as possible. And all those leads just go to landing pages to all of our retailers. It's a way that we can help generate more leads outside of doing digital advertising and everything else that we do. So in the end, right, it's all meant to just help the retailers generate more leads and sell more.
Well, that's the name of the game, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How would you rate floor covering retail websites in general?
That's an interesting question, right? So if you're working with us, obviously I consider them to be best in class, and I think the industry does as well. But, you know, there's a lot of things holding back that next level, even for us, that next level of technology, and for people that don't even work with us, that next level. I think that, you know, one of those things is product catalog, right? We still to this day don't get fully updated product catalogs from all the manufacturers. So we sit in this tough spot where retailers are like, hey, there's a drop product on my website, or, oh, that's the wrong product, I don't carry that anymore. And they point to us, but I think what they're starting to see is, like, we can only collect the information we get from the manufacturers, and then we display that. If we had a way of knowing that they were dropped all the time and this is the right image or the wrong image, we would gladly do that. And a lot of other industries, there's APIs and technology where you can automatically sync all of this stuff. In our industry, the way we have to get this information is a pretty tough process, and technology isn't really there. So I would say the product catalog situation, we are constantly building tools internally, but I think as an industry, we need to get better at that way we can build better technology on top of it.
So what's it going to take for that to happen, for this technology you just talked about to take place? I mean, is that going to happen in our lifetime or what?
It will. And I think it's going to take the retailers, right? Like, the retailers at the end of the day in this industry sell the floor covering and they install the floor covering, and it's all up to them, right? So if we get enough retailers' voices loud and say, listen, we want to be in this next era, we want to have product catalogs that are always accurate. Like, look at some of these, you know, we go on some of our retailers' sites, we spend so much time making it look beautiful. And then you go and look at some of these swatches and it looks like someone took a picture from their, you know, their 10-year-old cell phone, and that's what the product image is. So, you know, getting better quality product images, there's some great scanning companies in the industry, and then just keeping product inventory up to date is something we just need to do. And I think the retailers themselves just need to make their voices heard.
Is FFC B2B an element in this whole conversation?
Yeah, listen, we work closely with FCBDB. I think their initiatives are great. I think what they're working on is great. But it's going to take more than just, you know, 10 or 20 people on a committee. It's going to take all 2,000 of our retailers, all retailers in the industry, making their voices heard, not just a small committee. It needs to be a revolution, not a committee.
It seems to me, in that I've been covering FCBDB for, I don't know, 20 years, however long it's been around, almost 20 years, if it's not 20. It seems to me that it's yet to really hit critical mass. Would you share that viewpoint?
Yeah, there's a few reasons why. And again, I don't want to take away from what they're doing. I think what they're doing is great. We have a guy on our team, Ian, who goes to all the meetings and is, you know, probably one of the youngest people there. But there's a few problems. One, the first problem is that FCB2B focuses on the transaction and the inventory. The issue is there's a whole different way to pull the marketing catalog and the product images, and marrying those two are really difficult, right? We also have the difficult problem of this industry is just based on private labeling and, you know, tons of private labeling. So it becomes very, very confusing. A singular problem gets multiplied 1,000 times into 1,000 problems by all the private labeling. So that's really something that we have to, you know, look through. I think the best thing that we can do is make one feed that ties inventory and pricing and marketing images all together. And that will allow technology to grow faster. The reason that you don't see new technology providers enter this space is because without the catalog, you can't build a great CRM. You can't build a great ERP. You can't build a great, you know, website. if we're able to make that easier, we can then spend more of our resources, more of all the other software companies' resources in building new features and products rather than constantly trying to maintain. But again, for all of us, for every software, and I can speak for every software company in the industry, it's garbage in is garbage out. And our job is to take a little bit of that garbage, and not everyone gives us garbage, so it's not fair to say, oh, we get all garbage, but we take a little bit of that garbage. We spend so much of our time trying to make it pretty and then ship that out to our retailers. If we could spend more time building features and things that customers want, it would free up 75% of our time.
So what's needed to at least hasten this process a bit?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're seeing a lot of the next generation of retailers come in and get their voices heard. So the first thing is, like, retailers just need to speak up, right? The retailers have all the power. The retailers have to speak up here. Right? At the end of the day, the retailers are the ones that are selling the product and are influencing the consumer to sell the product. So retailers need to speak up, number one. And number two, I think we need to welcome this next generation of technology and retailers into the space. Like, again, I love FC B2B. I think they're doing a great job. But there needs to be new faces, not the same ones that have done it over the last 50 years. I think we're so used to in this industry doing things the way that we've done them before. We have to be okay doing things a little bit differently. And listen, that's why we're excited. I think that's our opportunity. Although a lot of us come from the flooring industry, I think we bring a different perspective from Google or automotive industry and other things. And we're happy to be the ones shaking the cage a little bit to try to make it better for all the retailers.
I've got you. Are you still in the acquisition mode?
We are. And really, that's to help the retailers. There is no other industry where you have to get one software from here, one software from there, one software from this company, and then try to tie them all together. In almost every other industry, there is a one company that has a fully integrated solution, everything you need, almost like a business in a box. So we are constantly talking to some of the other software companies in the industry about, how we can better help the retailer community and how we can help, bring them into our family and then give them enough resources, cash, so that they can grow their businesses faster, build those features out faster so that, we can offer a better solution.
So I shouldn't be surprised to see a press release come in over the transom here over the next months, year, whatnot.
I would say we have our hands full with FloorCon right now, but post FloorCon, I would not be shocked in the next 6 months if you hear one or two more of those coming through.
Oh, gotcha. I've heard a lot of people tell me, and I've interviewed a lot of tech types over the years, that the retail floor covering industry lags behind much of the other retail segment out there. I suspect that that's true. How far behind are we talking about? Would you say
20 years? But really? And I mean that honestly, we are so far behind but every in that 20 year gap, there's a lot that we can do. There's some very obvious things we can do to get only 5 years behind, right? I'm not necessarily worried about the last five. I'm not worried about the last 5 years because that's such small differences. We can do some huge things that will move us very, very quickly. And again, it all starts with the product images, the product catalog, keeping better inventory. Those types of things will move us much quicker, much faster.
And those things, you talked about acquisition in the future. I suspect acquisition will center on some of those things you just mentioned.
Yeah. And that's, really one of our big strategies here. And that's what the retailers have asked us to do. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Okay. Now, I noticed that you have a sponsor, I think, for FloorCon that is a industry-specific software company. Might that become a part of your whole organization? I mean, a player in that area?
Yeah, we're talking to everyone. I mean, I think, the reason we reached out to all the different providers, really, we just wanted as many people to participate as possible. We thought it was going to be in person, so we had to shift it last minute. So it was a bit of a rush. Next year, we'll open it up to a lot more people. But I know we're working with Rollmaster this year. I know Patrick pretty well over there. And I was just, about 6 months ago, I had a really interesting conversation with Patrick about use tax and how a lot of people don't do it right and how retailers can save a few percentage points. And really that conversation stuck with me. So I asked Patrick to give a talk at FloorCon about that. And that's really why we brought them in. But listen, to be frank with you, we are open and talking to any of the software providers in the industry. But you know, they just so happen to be one of the sponsors here.
I gotcha. I noticed that the organization just hired on its first chief product officer. Talk about, and I guess you probably already talked about what those functions will be, but just talk about that a bit more, what he'll be doing going forward.
Yeah, so most people probably think when they think of a chief product officer, they think of someone making, you know, a new carpet line or a new, you know, hard surface line. Well, in technology, right, product officer for us is tech. So he is in charge of our product roadmap. So he's in charge of saying, okay, engineering team, here's what we're going to build in October. Here's what we're going to build in November. Here's what we're going to build in December. And he keeps our product roadmap. So I like to introduce him to all of our retailers and say, you want something built? This is the guy that prioritizes what gets built. So our product team prioritizes and manages what gets built, and our engineering team actually builds the products. But he oversees both, and he is in charge of keeping our product roadmap focused and prioritized based on dealers' needs.
Just give me an idea, and you know, I'm sure you realize at this point I am not a technical type, but some of the new products that will be on your drawing board at this point, and you will be looking to develop in the months and years ahead. Can you talk about some of that?
Yep. So first one being sampling, right? We are partnered with a lot of manufacturers to offer sampling on our retailers' websites. You go to Home Depot, you go to Lowe's, go to any of the box stores, and you can click a button and get a free sample shipped to you right away. So we're going to be launching sampling. Another one is immersive chat, right? I think a lot of dealers have realized that people don't just shop 9 to 5, 9 to 6. You know, you have a lot of consumers where she's at home in her bed at 11 o'clock at night and wants to, you know, chat with someone, or, you know, even at work. Right, you can't make a phone call to the floor covering store while you're at work, but you can chat and do kind of online communication. So we're launching some of that, and then other things are product visualization and really what we're trying to get to is we're trying to build this best in class technology suite. But what we want to be able to do is say, this person that came to your website, then went into your showroom, and ended up purchasing, so we can get full attribution understanding of what your ROI is from all of your different marketing efforts. So that's really the goal of all the technology we're building.
I've got you. Talk about your take on the floor covering sector in general, its health, its future. They tell me that the number of independent retailers in this sector has declined over the last decade. Is it part of your mission to reverse that? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we have a mission at the company. I mean, we it's very interesting. We just had this conversation. You know, we will never work with a box store. You heard it from me. You can hear from anyone else. We will never provide technology to any box store. It is our job to fight for the independent retailers. My parents are in small business. A lot of our families are in small businesses at our company. And we see that, you know, opportunity here as well. So if I look at what's happening now and I look at what's kind of happening in the future, I really do think that the independent retailers, the best is yet to come from them. I mean, I said that a lot in videos during the pandemic, but here's how I look at this. The independent retailers have been able to maintain their own, right? I think the number now is like 45% of sales end up going in floor covering, end up going through independent. And it really has, although the number of stores has decreased, the total volume of sales has roughly been about half for a long period of time. So the fact that the independent retailer community can stay at about half of the revenue while not having basically any technology, right? Any fluidity in the technology, having any of the tools, go compare the tools that Home Depot has, right? They're getting good product feeds from all the manufacturers. They have $100 million into technology every single year. They're doing sampling, they're doing e-commerce, they're doing all these other things, and we're still having them. So imagine what it's going to look like in a year or 2 years down the road where we have the same tools they do. They should stand no chance.
That's interesting. Well, you just answered my next question. I was saying, going forward, what are your expectations for the floor covering industry? What's it going to look like in 10 years? And I guess, what are your goals, say, for 10 years from right now? What do you vision?
Yeah, there's a few things. One, I think the independent retailer community will grow in size. I also think there's this opportunity where consumer shop at an independent retailer, they're spending, let's say, $5,000 on their floors. They really trust that they build a relationship. They trust that person. That person's in their home. And once you're in their home, that consumer is doing a remodel or they just moved. And there's our retailers have the opportunity to follow that consumer down their whole remodel path. If you look at Home Depot's finances, they don't make much money in flooring. But what they do is they bring in the customer for flooring and then they sell them windows, doors, paint, all these other things because they're following through the remodel. So I'd love to see our retailers not just dominate and be profitable in flooring, but what can they do to take advantage of the fact that they're seeing this consumer right when they're starting a remodel of their floors? How can they follow that person, whether through selling them products via e-commerce, whether selling them products through retail, whether partnering with a furniture or window store and being able to kind of make profit there? But if you look at Home Depot's finances, it's very obvious. They take a flooring consumer, they make a little bit of money, but then they make a ton of money following that person forward. If the retailers, our retailers, can make a ton of money on flooring, well, then they can still make a ton of money following that person forward. So I think that's a really interesting opportunity. And it's pretty obvious when you look at Home Depot's, you know, quarterly financial reports.
Do you see your entity, I mean, it would seem like you would have the perfect, the perfect number of tools for several big businesses. Do you see yourself at some point down the road offering your wares to other industries?
We're really focused on flooring. I mean, I think there's so much. We're a small speck of the total opportunity here. I think for us, it's we want to work with every single retailer in the country. But outside of that, we are happy to be the ones, and I said this earlier, to shake the cage up a little bit and start this revolution of how can we get the retailers' voices heard and how can we move the industry forward. To us, that's a big enough challenge for the next few years that I don't think we have to take on anything else.
Yeah. So how can you get the retailers' voice heard? I mean, I know there are some out there that have been, you know, ringing the bell for some time, but I don't think most of them have.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's totally true. And one individual retailer's ringing the bell isn't going to help. We need a cluster of them with an organized leader. And that's how we view ourselves. And that's kind of what FloorCon is going to kick off of this revolution into the next part of the next part of the industry, which is why, you know, we initially had this event. It was just going to be Broadloom, Floor Forest, Cranier Space customers. But now it's actually going to be, you know, the whole industry. So we're trying to get the whole industry there. 2 days, 100% for free. It's going to be digital for 2 or 3 hours each day, not going to take up your whole day. And you'll hear some things there that will, you know, help start that process.
And give us the dates again and how people can get involved if they choose to.
Yep. So it's October 15th and 16th. So you have about 2 weeks. Again, registration is 100% free. If you go to broadloom.com, you'll see a little FloorCon button up top. You can click that and register. That, you know, that's easily step one. You know, if you really have some great ideas, feel free to email me. It's todd.saunders@broadloom.com. I think people know that are on Facebook or any of these Facebook groups or, you know, have my email. I am always available. I'm constantly on calls with retailers trying to get feedback. So whether it's a phone call, a text, an email, attending FloorCon, there's a lot of ways you can get involved.
I see. Todd, thanks so much for joining us and good luck with FloorCon. We'll give you a call after it's all over and get a take on how it went.
That'd be great. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for spending some time with us. We've been talking with Todd Saunders. He is CEO of Broadloom, and this is Talk Floor TV segments.